The Medrash has a shaila on the inyan of when they came to Har Sinai to be mekabel the Torah. So it says it was b'chodesh hashlishi, which was Sivan. So it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah then. V'loma lo nitna lahem be'eis tseiso mi Mitzrayim. Why not give them the Torah immediately when they come out of Mitzrayim? The Torah has so much to offer and so much opportunity and so much schar and so much elevation, and they certainly could have used it and needed it. Why did they have to wait the 3 months? Lefish Omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa lehem toivois tchila lesaper gvuroisai. He says, first I'm going to do for them toivos, and they'll be able to declare, to tell my greatness, the greatness that they recognize based on the toivos. Then they'll be mekabel the Torah and the mitzvahs. Moshe lemohadover doimer, the Medrash says, to what is this compared? Lemelech sherotzo liso isha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is compared to a melech who wants to marry this woman. Omar HaMelech, the Melech says, Ese imo toivo, v'acharkach eso eno. He says, first let me do a toivo for her, and then I'll marry her. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ro Knesset Yisrael arumo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Knesset Yisrael wasn't clothed, v'hil bisho, clothed them. Shenema, v'al bishcho rikmo, a posuk in the Novi. Ro oiso yecheife, what? Saw that they were barefoot, v'nhila, v'en alach tochosh. He gave them shoes. He gave them shoes to wear. Bosa elayam, v'heviroisom, came to the yam, and he took them through the yam. Rosh Amolek bo'aleho, Amolek came to attack them, hitziloiso, and then he saved them. Ukshi kiru Yisroel ha-toivois v'ha-gvurois shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they recognize the toivos and the gvuros shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, omru kulam koil asher diber Hashem naaseh v'nishma. Then they were already on that level of. Some of the Meforshim say that's what it says. Bavur avoseinu shebotchu becho, that they were on that level of bitochen, and therefore they were zeichet, they were gvuros haTorah, and they were ready to say naaseh v'nishma, which is this ultimate expression of bitochen. We didn't ask, like the Gemara says. But Rovas, someone said to Rovas, "Amar Paziza." The Gemara in Shabbos says that you're reckless people, that you say Naseh v'Nishma before you even know what it is. No, when we recognize the Torah of Hashem, we came to that level, and Memela, we were able to say Naseh v'Nishma, and they were mekabel the Torah. And Lechera, if we analyze these, what it says over here, it's a little bit strange. First of all, how many Torahs did he do for them in Mitzrayim? The Nisim of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was smitten with all these makas, and the Bnei Yisrael were free. If it was Cheshech, they had light. If it was Tzfardeya, if it was Dam, they had water. They had a clean environment. Whatever it was, makas b'chayrus, they were all saved. There was chesed upon chesed that took place in Mitzrayim, all the tevis, and they certainly saw the gvuras of Hashem. They saw nisim gluyim throughout the whole Mitzrayim. Fakert, all the Ramban says, the nisim, the recognition that we have, the ability to see nisim nistorim and Hashem's involvement in our lives comes from the nisim gluyim that they saw in Mitzrayim. So they saw so much. So what in the world is they needed this in order to be ready to be makabel the Torah. And that seems to be the moshel and nimshel. And more than that, it says after the hever oiso, after kriyas yamsuf, then it says Amolek the hitzil oiso, Amolek attacked, he saved them. Ugeshehikiru Yisrael hatoivus vagvurois, and when they recognized the toivus and gvurois, in other words, after melcheres Amolek, then they were ready. Omru kulam kol ashediva nasav nishma, then they were ready to be makabel the Torah. On the yamsuf it says ve'aminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdoi. And the Yamsuf already, they recognize all of the Nisim in Mitzrayim. And they were Mamin Bashem of Moshe Avdoi. It seems very strange that they needed all of this after all of Mitzrayim. And the truth of the matter is that some of these things, like clothing them and giving them shoes to wear, seem even to be less significant than a lot of the things that happened in Mitzrayim, and yet it seemed that in order to get to this level of Nasev and Ishma, that they needed this whole thing, and no matter what level of emuna they achieved before, and no matter how many tevis they saw, they needed more and more and more and more, until it came to a point where they were ready to say Nasev and Ishma. So I think that it really just a very simple idea that to reach real levels of confidence in Hashem, and to be ready to be makabel the Torah, and to be ready to say, well, we can't say Nasev and Ishma because we know what it says, but to be able to really be makabel the Malchus Shomayim the way it should be, it's not enough to have a hakorah in Hashem. It's not enough to even focus on the big things, the big picture. It seems that it's almost an ongoing, a massive amount of hakorah in the Tevis Hashem in order to be able to reach that level, I guess, of confidence, of bitochon, that a person is ready to be makabel the Torah. It takes a lot to be makabel the Torah. And a smattering of the Chesed Hashem, it seems is not enough, and it's more than a smattering may not be enough. It's a constant. So, in other words, to be able to have a real Kabbalah Satorah, we have to constantly be again and again and again seeing more Nisim, more Chesed, more Hashgacha Pratis. The more we see, and it seems something else too, that was necessary. They needed to Eselahem Tevois Tchila Lesaper Gvuroisai. It's not enough just to receive the Tevois. We have to declare, we have to tell, we have to talk about, look at the Gvuras Hashem, look at what Hashem does. Look, we didn't have clothing, He gave us clothing. We didn't have shoes, He gave us shoes. We couldn't, we had to go through a Yamsuf, He took us through and split the sea. Amalek came to attack. It needs not only the receiving of the Toivo, but it has to be Lesaper, Gvuroisai. We have to see the Gvuras of Hashem together with the Tuv Hashem, because that's part of the ability to be Mekabel the Malchus Shomayim, knowing that this is a Melech Godol, this is his Godlus, but also it has to be Lesaper, Gvuroisai, because it seems unless we declare it, unless we pronounce it, unless we announce it, to ourselves, to others, that we don't really appreciate. We can live chesed and chesed and chesed and chesed and chesed, and unless we're misapirate, and I guess you have to see in it the chesed and the gvura, then it doesn't seem to have that effect of preparing us. So it would seem that in order to strengthen our commitment to learning, commitment to growing, to musar, to shmiras hamitzvahs, it's very important to have an ongoing, constant focus of appreciation of all of the chasodim, both the big ones, the overwhelming ones, the nisim gluyim, and the little things, the birchas hashachar that we say every day, poikeachivrim, malbisharumim, materasurim, meichim etzadei gover, roshosli kol tzorki, that goes on clothing, that goes on shoes. It's all critical in order to be able to elevate ourselves to that level. Another interesting this point over here, just completely different. The next medrash says, "Loma nitna Torah b'chodesh hashlishi." Again, why was the Torah given in Sivan? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu leMoshe, "Yom shohoyo lecho boy tugo." Moshe Rabbeinu had tsar in Yiyah lecho boy simcha. Should be a day for you of simcha. Shehishlich layor b'shisha b'Sivan. Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the orbit Shisha B'Sivan, Sharei Noilad B'Shiva Ba'ador, and the 3 months from that was B'Vov Sivan. So Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the river on Vov Sivan. So Hashem says to him, the day that you had Tsar, when you were thrown into the river, so I want you to have a day now, should be the day of Simcha. Seems that if we think about the import, the implication of Maimon Har Sinai, this is the seminal event in world history. This is the event. All the Umos HaOlam, or at least masses of the Umos HaOlam, have to admit and refer to Maimon Har Sinai just to be able to even begin to preach their own versions or revelations or whatever they want to make up, whatever stories, whatever it may be. But this is the event. The Borei Olam revealed to the world the purpose for which he created it. What could be more, what more significant? And what's a chishuv at such a moment? Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, he was a baby at the time, and maybe deep psychologically it left some psychological trauma there from a three-month-old baby. I don't know. But Lamaisa, you know, and Baruch Hashem, from that came the whole Yeshua to Klal Yisrael and everything. But it's a day. It's a sad day, I guess. In his anniversary thinking, you think, oh, that was the day I was put into the. So that's a consideration. When to give the Torah? Let's be mashlim this tzar that Moshe Rabbeinu had, and give the Torah on the day that he had a little bit of tzar. So like, sort of pay him back. So that such what would seem to be a minor consideration. It's true, Moshe Rabbeinu was the agent to deliver the Torah. Oh, well, the Maisa, this is the kinds of things you think about. We're talking about the world. We're talking about saving the world. We're talking about the greatest event in all of history. But this chishuv of Moshe Rabbeinu, today was a day of sadness for him. Let's make it on this day so that we can elevate him a little bit more and make his life a little bit more pleasant. Just maybe let's skip to the end here. This is on the Medrash on the Mechilta on the Aseres HaDibros. So it says, "Mipnei ma loy nemra Aseres HaDibros b'tchilas haTorah." It says, why wasn't the Aseres HaDibros given at the beginning? Moshlu moshlu lemo hadov adoyme. So Chazal give a moshel what this is compared to. Le'echad shenichas b'medina. Somebody comes into a medina and omer lohem, this person says, "Em loy chalechem. I want to be your melech. I want to be your king." Omru loy, the Bnei HaMedina said, "Klum osis alonu teva shetim locholenu? Did you do any teva for us that you should be roy, worthy, accepted as a king? Me'osa, osu lehem es hachoyma. Hichnis lehem es hamayim. He made a wall around the city. He put water in. Osu lehem milchomais. He fought battles for them. Omru lehem, em loich aleichem. Omru loy. Hein, yes, now it's okay, we're agreeing. Kach hamokim hoitzi es Yisrael mimitzrayim, kor lehem es hayam, hor lehem es hamon, helo lehem es habeer, higiz lehem es haslov, osu lehem lehem es hamolek, omar lehem em lech aleichem. Then Hashem asked them the question, can I be your melech? They said, hein, yes, they agreed that now Hashem could be our melech because of all of the tovus that he did for us. So poshet, we see here that in order to be mekabel the malchus shemayim, it was very important that they recognized that there were so many tovus that he did. So after all the tovus, it's much easier, or it's much more likely, much more possible to be mekabel the malchus shemayim than if it would have been at the beginning of the Torah before all of the tovus that Hashem had done for us. But it seems in the moshel there's another ingredient, because in the moshel the melech says em loch aleichem, and then the Bnei Medina say, what did you do for us? And now we're gonna do. Hashem didn't say em loch aleichem before he started the process. So like, it sounds a little bit strange. Like, he's asking to be the melech, and now we say back to him, what did you do? And he and then he goes and does a lot of things for us, and now everything is okay. Well, it seems Lamaisa that Hashem said, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu that we're going to take you out of Mitzrayim, so he said he'll be Hashem and they'll reveal himself and they'll do the mitzvahs and so forth. So there was such an indication. But it seems from the moshel that was a necessary ingredient. So it would seem that in order to be mekabel the Malchus Shemayim, it's not enough to look back at the chasodim that were done and see all the teva that Hashem did. But it seems that there's a need to, in the consideration of the Malchus Shemayim, to revisit or to re-experience or to experience anew the tevas that Hashem is doing also. In other words, if these tevas that I'm getting were not in the context of should I or should I not accept you as the melech, then it seems they don't have that potent power. If the question of accepting the melech will rise after all of the toivas, then there's still something lacking, according to what Chazal say here. And in order for the toivas to be maximized in their ability to bring me to be makabel the malchus shemayim, then I have to really look at them. I say, Hashem, it wants to be melech. I want to be mamlech Hashem. Now, in that context, let me look at the toivas. Because if I'm not looking at them in response to the question of being mamlech Hashem, to the intention to be mamlech Hashem, then the toivas pass by, they're done, it's passed. You know, how do they say? They say, what did you do for me today? You know, the past is the past. The past is easily forgotten. Toivas are very easily forgotten. Toivas are so forgotten that if anything, sometimes toivas bring out the desire to go against the meitiv. Like Rabbi Aryeh Levine was always famously said, if somebody treated him inappropriately, he says, oh, what big toiva did I do for him recently that he had to treat me this way? There's such a resistance. But so therefore, the toivas of the past maybe are not going to help as much. But when now I'm looking and say, should I be mamlech Hashem? Oh, but look, one thing, another thing, another thing. So they're focused directly, so they can, they're not forgotten. They have the effect of influencing me on this decision immediately, and that can make a major difference.